Topic I'd like to discuss today is the issue of making Kiddush in Shul on Friday night. In Chutz La'aretz, it's quite common for communities to make Kiddush in Shul on Friday night at the very end of Maariv, whereas here in Eretz Yisrael, it's pretty uncommon for shuls to make Kiddush on Friday night as part of the Seder HaTefillah. So let's understand this issue a little bit better. The Gemara in Pesachim says that we make Kiddush in Shul on Friday night. What's the reason? So the Gemara says that it's because of the guests who are presumably staying over in shul. There often would be people staying over and having their Shabbos meal in the shul, sleeping in the shul. And presumably these people were often very poor and didn't have wine for Kiddush. And therefore we make Kiddush at the end of davening in order to allow these guests to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now obviously this is not a very common occurrence. Bizman hazeh, whoever has people staying over in the shul and eating their Shabbos meal there and don't have wine, it's very, very uncommon. So is there any reason to maintain this minhag? To make matters even worse, we have a concept in Hilchos Kiddush called Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Seuda, that one's only Yotze Kiddush if one makes Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. And since no one is actually having their meal in the shul, so if you make Kiddush there, it's not effective. No one's Yotze their mitzvah of Kiddush with the Kiddush that we make in shul. And therefore, there certainly would be room to say that it would be inappropriate to continue this practice. And in fact, there were Rishonim who made exactly that claim. Tosis writes that if there are no guests in shul, you should not, cannot make Kiddush as part of the Seder HaTefillah. No one's yotze with that Kiddush. The Tur as well writes, this, unfortunately, this minig is well established. Otherwise, if I had the power, he says, I would abolish this practice. It's simply a bracha levatala. In fact, even those communities which do practice this minhag of making Kiddush and Shul on Friday night, take this into account. The common practice is that the chazan does not drink the wine. Instead, he gives it to little kids who are in Shul, which is a nice highlight for the kids. They get to drink grape juice. But the reason for this minhag is that the chazan is not supposed to drink the wine. Since he's not yotze his mitzvah of Kiddush, because he's not having his Shabbos meal there. So ironically enough, if he would drink, that would be a violation of the Isser to drink or eat before making Kiddush, even though he just actually said the words of Kiddush. So that's why the Chazan does not drink. Instead, he gives it to a child, because he's not Yotze with this Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah does write that Bishas Hadchak, if there are no children around, so then we can rely on that opinion which says that for the purposes of this halach of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Seuda, drinking a refius of wine is good enough. So B'Shas Hadchak, the Chazan could drink an entire refius of wine and he would not have fulfilled his mitzvah of Seuda Shabbos in terms of Hilchos Seuda Shabbos, but legabe this halacha, at least of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda, would be willing to rely on a B'Shas Hadchak. But Shalom B'Shas Hadchak, we're assuming that since no one's Yotze with this Kiddush, no one is actually allowed to drink it except for the children. So what would be a reason to maintain this minhag? After all, no one's yotze, seems unnecessary, and possibly is even worse than unnecessary, possibly a bracha levatala. So there were a number of Rishonim who did defend this practice of making Kiddush and Shul. The Rambam and the Ran explained that this was not just something that they happened to do when there were guests around in order to make life easier for them. No, this was a formal takanas chachamim to go out and to make Kiddush and Shul. Now, it's true that the motivating factor for the takana was the welfare of the guests. But we know that we have a general halacha, which is that a formal takanas chachamim remains in force until it is formally abolished, even if the reason motivating the chachamim to establish it to begin with is no longer applicable. We have many such halachas, where the original reason for the takana doesn't apply, but the takana is still on the books, because it was never abolished. That is the opinion of the Rambam and the Ran. And then when a person makes that bracha, when the Chazan says Kiddush, he's not saying a bracha levatala, he's fulfilling a takanas chachamim. In fact, almost all brachas are fulfillment of takanas chachamim, and Kiddush and Shul on Friday night would be no exception. The Or Zeruah has a fascinating Kiddush to explain why we still make Kiddush and Shul on Friday night. He says that when the chachamim instituted this practice, they didn't just tell us to go ahead and to help the guests out. They really actually instituted a whole new type of Kiddush, a new aspect of the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is different than Kiddush that we make at home. Kiddush at home is a personal mitzvah. The Chachamim established a new aspect of Kiddush, which is public Kiddush, pirsum HaShabbos, publicizing Shabbos in a communal sense, in a public venue such as the shul. In this sense, it would be comparable to lighting Hanukkah candles in shul. We know that no one's actually yotze their mitzvah when you light Hanukkah candles in shul. But nonetheless, there is a separate halacha of pirsum haneis to light Hanukkah candles in shul. So too says the Or HaZeruah, a separate aspect of the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be mefarsem, to publicize Shabbos in this communal way in shul on Friday night. La'alacha, the mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Samech Tes says that many communities have the practice to make Kiddush in shul on Friday night, but the minig in Eretz Yisrael, where he lived, was not to make Kiddush in shul on Friday night. The Ramah says, no, our minig is to make Kiddush, and one should not change that minig. So, Bizmana says, well, many communities, most communities in Chutz La'aretz maintain the minig of the Ramah to make Kiddush in shul on Friday night. And in Eretz Yisrael here, the minig is not to do so. I think recently it's become more popular for shuls in Chutz La'aretz as well to not make Kiddush on Friday night, perhaps due to the rising influence of the community in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure. But that seems to be a recent phenomenon.